I thought I would take a moment to encourage you to examine the females in your family tree and to consider their contribution to your overall happiness, health, well-being. This obviously is your family tree, your mother's side, your father's side, and the three grandmothers from your father's side, three grandmothers from your mother's side. And this is the same map. These are the three grandmothers from your father's side. And this would be the very peak of the light in the first month of summer. And this is a sequence of the 3 months of summer from what's called number one girl, father's mother, number three girl, father's mother, and number five girl, father's mother's mother. If you look on the chart, it's father's mother, and then father's mother, and so on. Father's mother's mother. These are actually living components of your life, family tree, DNA. These three from the father's family, they have specific tasks. And their task is to physically manifest or regenerate the body according to the composite memory within us. What I mean by that is, yes, we have a genetic blueprint of perfection. And then we have the genetic memory placed there by our ancestry. So part of the task is to recognize that before you ever incarnated into your family, originally you had a genetic blueprint of perfection. And then the incarnation function overlay that with the genetic memory of both sides of your family. And I don't know about your family, but my family in the last four generations have not had an easy time, which means that the unresolved emotional memory of all of these women, six women in the family tree, they hold the interior memory. And they're designed to replicate the memory. That means if there is a difficult or unloving feeling placed there by one of your grandmothers, that damaged feeling needs to be replicated socially, which means that you get to experience the same unresolved emotion inside you as if it were you, when in reality, it was put there by one of your grandmothers. Wow. No, I don't want to go into blaming anyone or make anyone else responsible for cleaning it. We want to go into recognizing they have a sacred function. And oh, by the way, these happen to be an exacting sequence of flow. I'm also suggesting that the place to start, strangely enough, is on the mother's side of the family, starting with the first month of autumn. And then, because we're already in the second month of autumn, we're into that grandmother that has the greatest capacity to create a change. In order to utilize the instrument of change, it really helps if you recognize that she is your mother's mother's mother. She's probably the deepest biological emotions inside you are contained by some element of this woman. I say some element because each one of these are skill sets. the skill set relative to this grandmother is of a specific nature. That is basically how to open, change, clean, how to receive, how to share, how to purify, and there's a whole series of other words in there, including learning how to die. What I mean by that, the same mechanism that helps you release from your body helps you release old memories. It's the same interior mechanism as is when you go to bed at night, you leave or die from the material world, and you practice going into the spirit world through this grandmother of the heart. That's why she's so significant. These three work together only when you want them to, meaning literally there needs to be the conscious desire to want to experience the transformation of this woman's gifts to you. Now, just briefly, I'm going to put up a graphic. Hope you can read most of the words on the screen. This is a sampling of the skill sets of this great grandmother. Now, I mentioned before, one of the most profound is gratitude, which is the opening of the heart, which also says, thank you, which means I'm experiencing it. Thank you means I got it. And I'm responding with a truly responsible way of saying, no matter what comes to me is linked to me. Whether it's problems in the family, problems in the country, problems in the world, tragic crises, wars, famine, you name it, everything that happens in the world is related, in some way is connected to me. I'm saying that you're not going to increase it because you say, thank you for being such a difficult moment for me, because your triggering of me actually shows where these hidden feelings are inside me so that you can experience them and morph or change or clean them or restore the genetic blueprint of perfection. But these other functions of the heart, the higher functions of these, can only be utilized by your free will. You'll notice one of these is called forgiveness. That's only something you can do with a sincere, conscious desire to want to be able to release, liberate, forgive what you feel to be is the harm somebody else inflicted upon you or your family. That's your free will choice to use it or not. There are some other interesting ones, which is restoration, renewal, rebuilding, even resurrection. There's a whole series of words in here that you might do very well just to consider what these words mean. For me, each one of these is corresponding to a specific skill available to you only when you have a sincere desire to want to do it. Now, one of these is receiving. Now, I have to tell you, I'm not noticeably good at receiving. And quite frankly, I don't think I've ever met, that I know of, a human being that was really good at receiving. We have a tendency to want things for ourselves, oftentimes to fulfill an addiction or an agenda. But to be able to genuinely receive, not easy to do. Yes, I know you can walk out into nature and it would be much easier for you to practice the art of receiving, and I do it every day. I practice feeling nature. I'm sitting in front of the trees. I'm practicing receiving. And then you find out that there are two types of instruments. There are instruments that are vertical, and there are instruments that are horizontal. I know that sounds odd, but one of these vertical ones has to do with the degree of love. Just consider it as a possibility that the opportunity to climb on the ladder or move up in degree of love is very much like this vertical line. Now, here's the disappointing news. The magnitude of that experience is coupled into the boundaries of this other axis, which, by the way, for me, this axis is almost nearly all composed of people. Now, why is that the bad news? It means in order for this degree of love to mobilize into a higher level, wow, it depends on if I can give and receive feelings with you. Even if the feelings aren't yet completely liberating, washed, purified, loving, if we can share our feelings transparently with other people, it's part of the laundering of our capacity to feel. Yes, I think that if that's too much to consider, to me it's along this line. Sorry for using a biblical verse, but love one another. Or this is the fraternal experience of love. The fraternal experience of love is producing friendship, alliances, expanding, multiplying our joy, happiness, celebration, and our ability to be able to give love is what we call the arterial function of the spring equinox leading into the second month of spring. The second month of spring in the southern hemisphere is about the outbound function of celebrating happiness and sending that happiness to friends. Ideally, those would be friends who wanted to receive it. So if I have a sincere desire to want to receive, and even if it's not completely sincere, but I want to experiment, I want to is it possible for one person to send feelings to another? Well, for me, I have no question that it's possible. The only question I really have is how effective am I in doing it? Which has a whole series of other factors about what are these lines really mean, these oscillating lines. And these oscillating lines, they have to do with the presence of duality. These are oscillating lines of vibration. They're oscillating lines of male and female, left and right brain, and it goes up to the central point. And by the way, this is called a laminin molecule. You can look it up for yourself, L-A-M-I-N-I-N, laminin. This is the central molecule that is responsible for all cellular composition, shape, form, migration. This is what basically forms the shape of any gland, organ, body system. This one molecule makes your entire body and is a receiver transmitter. This is the actual scientific view, by the way. This is not my creation, but it has this horizontal axis, in my opinion, which corresponds to spatial reality of feeling, scale or magnitude, self, others, and all. So by what measure am I really currently willing to give and receive with another human being? So I'm going to make an offer and a suggestion. if you're one of those very few, very rare people in the world who's actually listening to these videos beyond, well, bewilderment, and if you're actually willing to consider what the pattern is in the family tree, if you're really willing to consider what this looks like, if this doesn't sound completely crazy to you, and you're practicing each one of these through the varying months, whether you're going into the spring or you're going into the autumn, if you're practicing some degree of it, I'd like to know. It doesn't mean you have to express it publicly, though you can. You can put a little note on the Rayad International Facebook. Yes, I'm participating. Just let me know who you are. Or you can send me a little messenger and say, yes, what I'm asking you to consider is if you're genuinely trying to move into the practice of this, learning about the feelings of it, and then maybe one day it might look like this. These, by the way, are just circulating electromagnetic functions. These are people learning how to feel each other no matter where they are in the world. If you're engaged in doing that and you're practicing, I would like to know, and I have an offer for you. I would like to take no more than 5 seconds every 2 weeks for now, wherever you are in the world, and take 5 seconds to learn to feel you. What would I do? I would partially close my eyes, meaning close them one part and open them for the second part. Feel you and go through a single breath for about 5 seconds, maybe six on the maximum side, just to feel you, practice feeling you wherever you are with as much pristine innocence and allowing as I can experience inside myself, and just practice learning to feel you. Most of you, we haven't even met, but the idea of being able to take you, feel you, 5 seconds in a 2 week period, and I literally don't want to interfere at all, so I think I'm not going to do 30 minutes a day for you. Not that it wouldn't be a bad idea for some of you. We could really probably get something going. I'd like to increase my sensitivity of you. And I'd like to begin the process of giving and receiving with you. And eventually, yeah, I would like to do that with, well, if you will, something like this. I'd really like to be able to do that with more people, no matter where they are in the world. And then if you're inside your body, if you're inside your heart, thymus, thyroid, pineal, yes, I'd like to send you some feelings. And here's the remarkable thing that we've learned about this other graphic. This horizontal one is, how do you feel about other people? You might say, but I don't know you and I'm a stranger to you. But can we learn how to acknowledge and feel another soul, another being? Particularly if you're learning to want to practice cleaning your family tree, your life, your health. I think personally, what would benefit the planet the most right now is to practice with just a few people, to love or at least support or care about one another. So yes, I have a small group of friends around the world that I'm really practicing that with. And I'd like to eventually one day include you. The magnitude of our mobility in the spirit world, our degree of love and our ability to ascend, happens to be calibrated on the personal sincerity and quality of our willingness to love one another. And I got to tell you, I'm not good at it. Don't get me wrong. I've been terrible at it. Most of my life, I've not wanted to be involved with people because, well, quite frankly, they're difficult. But maybe we can practice from a distance, and that can be at least a starting point. But I'm saying it right now in consciousness on the earth. Right now is the time to do it. From the highest levels of social phenomena, globally, people are fighting on nations and cultures and money and races, religions, people are fighting. Homes and families and cousins and aunts and uncles, siblings, man and woman over the dinner table, people are having a difficult time of it. So if there's some opportunity where I can exchange with somebody who might want to exchange even a little iota, let me know. I would give me a tickle just to know that, yes, I know you're in Iran, and this, yes, this is for you. And somebody's in Turkey, a dear friend of mine, in Australia, Costa Rica, you name it, Taiwan. I want to practice doing that for everyone's benefit, not just my own. So if you want to participate in some of that, try it for a little while. You can try it for a week or two and you go, oh, please don't focus on me. Well, that's fair enough. Just let me know. And if something were really troubling you, you're passing through a difficult crisis of some time, of some type, let me know. And if you need just a little extra, we might be able to pump that up to 6 minutes every 2 weeks, or, okay, 10 minutes every 2 weeks from 5 seconds. If you need some help, can't promise anything comes out of it, but I'll do my best. Fair enough. Talk to you soon.